whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 237. Today is Saturday, October the 10th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my guest and my co-host is Rogue Slayer. There she is.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Do it all.
I know. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Well, thank you so much for once again saying yes and coming to have a chat with me. I really appreciate it. So,
of course.
I want to get stuck into, because some exciting stuff has happened since you've last been on. Like, you know, just something, you know, big deal as far as I'm concerned. It's huge, which is very exciting. But tell us, though, what have you been up to?
Well, since I was last on, I died.
Mm-hmm.
I started new tunes.
Mm-hmm.
I died.
Mm-hmm.
I started new tunes. I died. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to do green.
Mm-hmm.
Green is my best chance. So I died some more.
Yeah.
And I started. And then I hit 120.
Hang on. Where's my little bumper? I had it there. Yeah.
Yay! I've been doing this poop since 2012. 8 freaking years. And do you remember the last expansion? I missed it by like a day and a half.
Yeah.
I hit 110 right after the cap went to 120.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. That's my big news since I was last on.
I know, and you know what? We are so happy and so proud of you. 120. This is your first max
of any challenge. Yeah.
Yes. So you know, congratulations. And like you said, 8 years. Like let's not. Oh my God. Yes, 8 years.
I can't remember.
It's a long time.
If max was 60 or 80 when I started. I don't remember. It may have been 60.
Would have been 80.
60 or 80? 80.
80.
Yeah. Mm. Oh my God. Yeah. And it just kept moving. And I'm like, okay.
Yes.
And every expansion, you say, so what are your goals for this expansion? To get attuned to max level. Just one. I think at one point I lowered my expectations. I'm like, well, I'd like to get an iron to 80.
Mm-hmm.
This is when it was like 100.
Yep. I know, right? So you can say that you've completed one of your expansion bucket list goals, I suppose, for a challenge turn, which is fantastic.
This was my goal on this run. It was just to get one.
That's to get one.
And I think last time I was on, I said that it was probably going to be a green.
Yes. Yes. And we know that you've been focusing a lot on green, man, which is, you know, which is fantastic. So I want you to.
I was still killing some irons and some workers and some passives a lot. Yeah, still.
Well, you know, sometimes you just gotta let them have their little day. You know, it's very hard to let go when you kill them.
I got a pacifist. Oh. No, it's a working. I think I got a working one up to like 95 or something.
Yeah.
And died.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I'm still recovering over my 108, so it's just still a little bit, yeah, a little bit tender, but anyway. But no, we are so super happy for you, and I want you to tell us the journey. Tell us what you did with this green man, all, you know, leading up to get to this point. Yep. So tell us the story.
I gotta say, it was a wild ride, and I ran into some unexpected walls, but I got around them. So what I've been doing the last couple of tunes, and it's been working really well, I used to be of the mindset that I wanted to do every quest I could do that I could do safely, and I would grab whatever points, all those go here, go there, go see, you know, to get to a new flight point or anything. I would do all those quests, and I'd still die, you know, I'd still get to 60 and I'd have to go to a new thing, like the 80. And so the last couple times, but especially on this one, I just fly. I start out my starting zone. As soon as I get to level 10, I go to the next zone. If I'm in Brill, I haven't even gotten out to the Bulwark. I'm going up to Silver Pine Forest. Just move it. As soon as I can, I go to the next one. And then when I get to 40, I head out to Swampasaros as fast as I can. And I'll do like some of the Badlands quests, but only the ones I'm super comfortable with, and then I just move it along. And if I see a quest along the way that's not going to give me a bunch of XP, forget it.
Yeah.
Unless it's one that's I'm going to go there anyway, or if it's a small quest you have to do to open up a whole bunch of quests that I want to do, I just blow past them. Just forget it. And so I just did that, and I just moved along, and it was amazing how fast I was getting through these zones. I was just going so much faster by not playing it safe, really, and just trying to. I actually came out. I was doing better by not diddling around with all these little questies and just moving, just hit it and go. And on to the next thing. So I only
hit it and go.
Hit it and go. And like, you know, when you hit 70 out in those quests open up on the Isle of Kel'thalas, those dailies that you can do off island. I used to do those all. I just like, that's all I do until I got to 77. And then I moved like, nope, I'd hit them like once or twice and bam, I'm not coming back because I've hit 77 already.
Yeah.
And Pandaria, I'd hit it, and I'd only get through maybe two rounds of Half Hill dailies, if that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at 90, and off I go. So I went along, and it was, I'm doing well. I've made some adjustments to how I play my hunt. This is a hunter.
Yep.
I changed my pet. I used to always have, I'd go for a tank, I'd either have a bear or a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was using a cat. And my cat was working really well on something, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get a cat for this one. So I went and I got myself these cats are just shredding. They're just shredding. I'm like, we're just hitting them and going, hitting and going, and everything's going well. I was really really nervous going out into Legion because in the past I had taken my tin out there, Iron Capper.
Yeah,
and she just died left and right. I mean, thank goodness she's 10 because she racked up those deaths. I mean, I think you guys harassed me one time about how many deaths she had on her, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope I do better. But with the green, I really did a lot better. Plus, it might have been that I've become more savvy in my playing and more skillful at saying, no, don't go there.
Yeah.
That's the biggest skill. So I actually had a little trouble towards the end of Legion finding quests to do.
Oh, okay.
I finally scraped enough up out in Howie Mountain, and I was able to get to 110.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great, time to hit the ship.
Yeah,
this is an Alliance tune. I go to Stormwind. I land. I wait. Where is the freaking ship? Where's the ship? So I start scouring the forums and everything, and I couldn't really find anything, so I went to the WoW Challenges Twitter world. I'm like, you guys, this is what's happening. And so I forget, it was Azzy or Tiber maybe. They told me, look, well, if you have a really high, you know, fast mount, which I didn't, you can hang out by the Lions Rest Park, and when the ship comes in, fly really really fast. And you can. Well, I wasted about a half an hour trying to do that. I was like, I was getting physically tired flying this thing over to the ship. They have the ship go nah nah. It was like Lucy in the football, you know.
Okay.
So then I went to, I think it was Nisi or Fair said, gave me the whole thing about, you know, you can get on the Horde ship over in the Echo Isles.
Yep.
Just come in carefully, fly in. get the inflatable shoes on your mount, which I had never even looked at those because when they first came out, they were so expensive.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, you know, I actually had some cash on me. I had some gold because I had forgotten to update my flying because I can't fly in Legion anyway. I never finished those quests.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten close, but I didn't have the patience to do it. I did it what's the one before
Blood.
That?
Pandaria.
What's that? What's the? Nope. Between Pandaria with your garrison, I'm totally blanking.
Blood.
What's that?
Warlords.
Warlords, yes. Warlords of Draenor. I got my flying there, but I never got my flying in the next one. So I'm like, all right. So I went, and I actually had enough cash, so I got the mount, the footies for my mount.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, so you want to get on the ship, have your mount, your inflatable shoes, and so when you get over to Zandalar, whatever it is, you jump off the ship and run like the wind. Don't go onto the beach because there's mobs, they'll slice you down. So I actually did this on my tin first. I tested it out, took her over there, and I'm sorry if you can hear my phone ringing, but that's life.
So good.
So I did it on her. So okay, I'm like, okay, I'm ready. So I right, and you have to jump off the ship and go across the ocean, avoid the mobs in the ocean, and then go around the coast, and you go around, and then there's a little alliance campsite there.
Mm-hmm.
So you go over there, and you can get the flight path first, just so you have it. But then there's a very helpful NPC there who you talk to, and she will just port you right over to Boralus, thank you. And so I'm like, I'm here. And so I immediately set a Hearthstone because I did not want to go through that shit again. I think on my next one, when I get to, and apparently it's at 110 is where this bug sets in and you can't see the ship anymore. Right when you want to go, you can't see the ship.
Exactly.
So I think on my next one, when I get to like 105, maybe to be safe, I'm going to go over, get on the ship, and set my hearth in Snug Harbor, wherever it is. I'm going to go get a hearthstone there, and then go back on the ship, back to Legion, finish my quests, and just, you know, hope I don't... I'll keep my garrison hearthstone, so I can always escape out to there if I need to.
Okay. Zaya says, actually, it's around about 98.
98, thank you.
That the ship's edition. Yeah,
that
so... So that's
irritating.
Good to know.
It is very good to know. I'll have my Dalaran hearthstone, so I'll set to there before I get to 100, and then I'll get my Dalaran hearthstone once I get over to Legion, and then I'll have that to get.
That's
in
what Fair just said. Yeah, if you've got the new Dal, then go to Boralus and set your hearth there, because you know it's good having multiple hearths.
It really does.
Yeah.
So then before I started questing, I was like, well, let's take my tin. Let's do a little scouting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she was just getting slaughtered. So now I've already got my adrenaline going from this madcap ride across the Echo Isles to the boat, and then hiding on the boat. I took a little selfie on the ship. I'm like, here I am. I photojournaled, photoblogged my journey out there, you know, and I put it on Twitter. Here I am, I'm on the ship. Oh, here I am. I got my boots.
Nice.
So she was just dying. So I'm like, finally, I said, oh, just let's do this. So I just went, took her in, and of course, you know, you can't do the opening quest, so then the first quests aren't obvious. So I had to poke around a little bit.
Yeah.
So I just started riding around and finding quests, and I did all the quests in that whole Tirigard sound, I think it is. Everything I could find, I did all the quests there, and I still had a little to go, and so then I went over to Dristvar, I think it is, and I did some of the ones around the corner of that, and I was really scraping. I was like getting my water shoes. I was like running around the entire island trying to, you know, get flight points, and is there, no, I don't want to go here, and running away, but I finally was over around the very edge of Dristvar, and there's like some fishing things, and you have to kill the seagulls and check the fishing rods, and I had like three or four quests to turn in. and I'm in my living room, and I've been telling Julie every day, every, you know, three times a day, where are you? Oh, I'm at 110. Oh, I'm at 115. She's like, oh, okay, don't, I'm turning the TV on. Don't play. Okay, I won't. So I get up there at 119 and like 90%. I think, Jules, come watch me turn in these quests. Like, oh, okay. And I'm like, okay, here it is. No, not quite. Here it is. Complete. Ah! 20! And I literally started like dancing around the living room and laughing. She's laughing at me and with me.
Oh,
like,
oh, that's so cool.
You did it! No, yay. 50, you know?
That is awesome. That is so awesome.
I did it!
You did it.
I did it.
Yes. No, that is so, so good. And you know what? How special that Julie got to see it as well. Yep. So, you know, because a lot of times we don't have that ability if our other half doesn't either play, you know, or do challenge tunes, whichever. But you could share that with her. Yep. So that's super, super special, which is fantastic. So do you know... how many have you counted all your greens up until this one, or we don't talk about that?
Really?
Well,
you've seen my spreadsheet.
I know you. That's why I was asking, because I know Rogue Slayer's got spreadsheets, so I'm just curious.
A lot.
Okay. All right. So anyway, then
I will add them up. The ones that so I started counting, I think, in March of 2017.
Right.
I think is when I started keeping my spreadsheets.
Okay.
So I can tell you how many greens I've had. And I think we didn't even have greens at that point. So I will let you know, and I'll tweet it to you. How's
excellent,
that?
Excellent. All right, yes. Or keep it for, obviously, the Deathless Show. We're still doing a Deathless Show, so, you know,
yep.
It's always intriguing to, when we get to the last show of the year to see how we're going, you know. It's, mm-hmm. it's good. But, obviously, so for Green Man, you only thing that's really different is the fact you can wear green gear compared to the Iron Man.
That's it.
So,
yep.
Did you start, now, because you've played a few greens, did you start with the whole preface of, I'll just put one green on, I'll put some, all in?
I can use green, I'm using the damn green. Do you remember way back when we first started doing challenge tunes at all?
Yes.
And this is like one of my first audios that I sent into Control.wow. It was my attempts at green. And I did all my little voices, and I had that I killed off one gnome mage after another.
Yes.
And then my little gnome mage, a little bit ironic, said, I want the green gear. That was her dying wish, you know. So yeah, I got the green gear. I used the green gear. I put it on every single piece I could get. Yep.
Nice. Well, you know, that's when I play my green. I must admit, I do the same thing. I keep it to. I don't go looking for a green. If I pick one up or I get one from the quest reward, then that's where I go. But I know the first couple, it was like, go to the auction house and buy everything.
Now, I never do that. I never buy from the auction house. If I can get it from a vendor or I pick it up.
Yeah.
So like when I get to 80, the first thing I do is go to Mount Hyjal, mm-hmm. and I hit up the quartermaster there because she's got green gear. As soon as I hit 85, I hit the little wandering tinkerer in mm-hmm. Pandaria, and I get all their gear.
Good idea.
If it's green...
Yeah,
I'm with it. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, you know, it's one of those things that each to their own. But green is good. Green is good on a green man, people. On a green man, it is very good.
It's a green man. Go green.
Yes. You know? Yes. Exactly. All right. So, like you said, you've been doing challenge tunes for a while. Just, you know, 8 years. For a while, when you look at your journey, when you look at your journey through everything that you've done with Challenge Toons, that's obviously led you to this point of hitting 120 on your Green Man. Is there anything that you would have done differently for, like, for next time around? Like, anything big?
Yeah. Like, if I could go back and change things, no, I wouldn't change it. It was all experience, and I thought I had to learn it all, going along. How would I know what works if I didn't try it all? But for moving forward, some of the stuff I was talking about earlier, I in the past have a tendency, and I think you do this too, I bounce, tune. I'll get this one until the rest of the XP is gone as somebody else, and I'll make the rounds, and I'll go and do all the dailies for my pacifist and all the days for my working tunes, and, you know, and I don't get... focus. I'm going to, moving forward, I'm picking one tune. I still have like 11 of them out there, but I'm just, they're all getting, you know, no attention, no love. So focus on one at a time and keep it going. Yeah. And then if you die, just pick another one or start another one, you know, and go.
Yep.
Move it along. Like I said, I'm no more dilly-dallying on safe quests unless it's to get me to another big bunch of big reward quests. You know, I absolutely love Dustwalla Marsh, Western Plaguelands. I love Swamp of Sorrows. I usually end up in Winterspring. That's usually where I ding 60 to get my flight and to move on. I skip over Hellfire Peninsula and I go right to Zangarmarsh if I can. Might do a couple little drop and goes. But definitely just keep your path moving forward as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And don't you know, 2,000 for this quest. No, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth a tiny little, if you don't see your bubbles moving a bubble at a time, just, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Skip the small stuff. And along with getting those mount shoes, which, oh my god, I missed my Azure Water Strider so much once it got taken away from my tunes. I didn't have it already, you know?
Right.
Like I said, when they first came out, they were so expensive. I just thought it was cost prohibitive. I never had that much gold.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I can't fly past Draenor.
Yep.
So why am I spending 9,000 gold or more on these, you know, extra speed flight bonuses? You know, I get my basic flight, but then it, you know, to get the last two, it's 4,500 each or something.
Yep.
Get water shoes. Run over the water. When I was doing that, it was just like, wow, why didn't I do this before?
You know?
Oh, so that's my big thing. Don't get every, once you get flight, just take your flight and go with it.
Yep.
But get those water shoes if you can. For sure.
I have to say,
I had some other thing in my brain that I wanted to say, but, you know, I think I haven't fully come out of the hibernation from when it was cold and my power was out. I don't remember what it was.
That's okay. If you remember, just let go. All right. So for you at the moment, obviously we've got, you know, there's pre-patches days away, literally, but for your focus at the moment, now that you've dinged, like, what are you doing? Like, another green? Or have you gone back to an iron or a, you know, or something else?
I'm going to save this answer till we get to our weeks and WoW.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Yep. That's exciting. I always like to know how you know, where you're up to. Because you're telling me you're focusing, Rogue Slayer. I'm, like, going... What?
It worked.
I've known you a really, really long time, and you know, like, focus. It's as much as, like, the focus is something that you're very good at, but focusing on one tune, this is like my brain's just going Rogue Slayer on one tune, Rogue Slayer. On one tune. Like, my brain's still going, what? Because Rogue Slayer has multiples, like, over all the years. So, yeah, it's very...
And that actually brings me to my, I think my new number one helpful tip or trick.
Okay. All right.
A challenge is not your normal journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your normal journey through Azeroth. Let go of that thinking. You don't, and this is contradicting many times that I've come on here and said, my number one tip is, you know, get every quest in this area. Do everything. Go as far as you can. No, just your goal is to increase your XP and increase your levels as fast as you can. And just get there and get it done. I don't care about completing a quest chain. I don't care about seeing everything in an area. I don't care about unlocking the whole map. You know, I just don't. If it's not going to help me move, just don't do it. You know, and half the things, especially like I was spending tons of time in Pandaria. I was working on my farm. I get the whole thing open, and you know, now I just fly through, and I barely get the second set of plots open. You know, I mean, like I say, I was in there. On we go. You know. That's it. Just let go of that way of thinking.
Well, I don't know how many times we have said to, you know, newbies coming along into the challenges, you know, again, this is not an achievement hunting tune. That's not, you know, this is not the lore master tune. This is about a challenge tune and getting to max level safely and green flagged. Like, that's the whole thing. So,
Thank you. That reminded me what I wanted to say.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had a moment of panic and I was super stressed out when I couldn't update my tune.
Yes.
Because one quest somewhere on that those darn islands, the innkeeper has you do some stuff for her, and then she goes in and gives you some milk and cookies. And I was like, okay, I'll eat the milk and cookies, and then you'll give me another quest, right? And I ate the freaking cookies, and then I saw, I'm like, oh my god, I ate something. Is this going to hurt me? Oh no! And she actually did pop up a little thing, and I unclicked it as fast as I can, but I know some of those don't trigger a flag, and some do. So I spent that whole, like, week and a half waiting for that green flag to come up.
Sorry.
And then I got that direct message from you, and you're like, great news, lovely! Your green flag! I'm like, yay!
Yes, I know. It's frustrating that there is like those little things that you think that you're doing. I mean, a lot of the quests where you've got to take something, we've always said, that's right, like avoid it. Like, I don't touch anything that's going to make me do. But there are times when you just kind of on autopilot for... it can be just for a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden you've like, oh shit, what did I just do?
At one point I had a tune, suddenly I hadn't flagged because I had blue shoes on. Where did these come from? And I had a pacifist tune that I got out into Northrend, and when I updated her, she got red flag. I'm like, what did I kill? I killed 6 or 7 things. What did I kill? I didn't kill anything. I put out the fires over by the Rageclaw Den. And for some reason, extinguishing a fire is a kill.
I know. It's...
God.
I think we've had a couple that have had that same kind of thing where it's been fires. It's a kill. I still... can't get my head around that one, but
I think they treat them as an elemental. Like I learned a long time ago, don't free the mountaineers in Dunmorrow. Because those ice blocks are apparently ice elementals, and you're killing them.
Yes.
Whatever.
It's so frustrating. So frustrating. Absolutely. But you know what? It's... Again, hang on, where's my little cheer? I've got my cheer. Let's do our cheer again. Here we go. 120. Congratulations. First time ever max level tune, which is great. I know. I think we're all smiling for you. I know I am. I'm so, so happy for you. So proud, which is awesome. All righty. Well... what we'll do, let's talk about our weeks in WoW. So tell me Now,
what have I been doing?
What have you been doing?
When I had that time where I had that one at 120, but I didn't know if I really had her at 120 with that lovely green flag next to her, mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta have a backup. Time's running out. This is before they announced they were putting off. I thought, I have like 2 weeks left. I gotta have a backup. It's like mm-hmm. an heir and a spare, you know? So I opened up a horde. I started an undead hunter.
Nice.
Green Darn It is her name. I'm Green Darn It. And I've just been flying through it. And I have to say, my confidence, now that I got one to 120, mm-hmm. I know I can actually do it. Because I don't know how many times I'm like, I'm just never going to do this, you know? I've gotten much more mellow. I don't get upset. But back of my brain, my little lizard brain back here is going, yep. You can't do this. It's been 8 years. You can't do it. But now I've done it. We know we can do what we yes. see. So I've seen it. So I've got Green Darn It, and I went through, and I've just been taking her through, fast paced through everything. Mm-hmm. This week, I think, just this week, I've taken her from getting into 60, and I'm at 91 today.
Nice!
Yeah.
Wow!
Just flying. I've got my garrison started. I got my barracks made mm-hmm. just to the first level.
Yep.
I'm out there. And wow. I still only got her at the first level flying because mm-hmm. I'm saving up that money. And the prices were down. A couple days ago, the price was like $2,500.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Once I get my regular flying, I'll get it. And I went, of course, it was up like $5,000 yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping tomorrow it'll be down because you know, the gold accrues pretty fast mm-hmm. once you get to Pandaria and Draenor. So I'm hoping to get those water because I think those little buoys are going to to be awesome no matter where I am.
Nice.
Much more beneficial than flying a little faster. I don't recall ever fast flying away from somebody that was trying to kill me. You know,
yeah.
once you can fly, that you pretty much can get away. You know,
yeah.
Just don't fall.
Yes.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been running this little tune, and that was with my power being out for Wednesday evening, all day Thursday, mm-hmm. and Friday morning. Of course, I work during those times, but mm-hmm. during my lunch hours, when of course is the only time I play. Wow. My lunch hour in the morning and the evening.
Yeah.
Thank you, boss.
That's awesome.
There was none of that. I can't play WoW on my cell phone. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Nice.
Cranking it along. So, my what I was trying to say before, I was thinking was, I'm hoping my goal for this expansion is to have two, a horde and an alliance.
Wow.
Before Shadowlands drops.
Well, you know, you've still got a few days, like you've got a few days before pre-patch.
Pre-patch, yep.
And then levels are going to change, but you could still get, you know, to the max, which will be reset to what, 50?
I'm going to get to 120.
So you know.
I've still got all day tomorrow.
Yes, you've got time. Anything's possible.
I wouldn't have to spend all that time trying to catch the invisible ship or trying to run around, you know, to, mm-hmm. to go up. Actually, I won't have to because it's all be horde, so I can just jump on the ship and off I go.
True.
Why is this Alliance ship disappear and the horde ship doesn't?
I just don't know. It's very bizarre. But, I mean, Stormwind Harbor's always been a bit, you know, it's been a bit weird over the last, yeah. Whereas maybe because they've put the ship down at Echo Isle, mm-hmm. It's not so weird portside. Yeah.
But yeah, I should be able to go even faster on this one because nice. I don't have to go through all that rigmarole. I won't have to set my hearthstone ahead of time. I can just get on the ship and mm-hmm. go out there at will. Of course, I won't have recently done any of those quests out there.
Yep.
I've had Voltandra out there doing the regular one, but I haven't even gotten her up to max level.
Uh huh.
So some of this is going to be new ground, but
still
I'll get there.
Ooh, exciting!
Stay tuned. Watch this space.
Well, congratulations. Still 91, 60 to 91. That is fantastic. And you know, it's nice. You know how nice it would be. So good to finish off having your alliance and your horde. That's very fitting. So we are wishing you all the very best, which is great.
So now, Lita, what have you been doing this week?
Nothing. I never do anything. No, kidding.
Yeah, I follow you on Twitter.
it's been crazy. I didn't kill a toon, so that was good.
Nice.
That's always positive. So this morning, because I was slightly a bit naughty, and before the podcast jumped on, I had like 1.5 bar. I was too tired last night, and I was like, I'm not pushing it, you know, leader's rule, which has been reinforced to make sure that when I'm tired, get off the goddamn tomb later. Like,
have you
seriously
ever started falling asleep while you were like playing?
Like, that's how I killed my working man.
Yep. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've been, like, playing, and then, like, I suddenly realized, oh, my gosh, I'm just, like, running.
Yeah.
Where am I? Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, I went straight into Grumgol. That was fantastic.
Oh, no!
Yep. Ah, that was great. Anyway, that is forever burned in my memory, however. But, yeah, I dinged 114 on my Tauren Druid this morning. So I've been, this week I've done 10 levels. I've taken her from 104 to 114. I've been trying to absolutely push her, because I'm like, I really wanted to get her to 120 before Tuesday. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do it, because in between all of that, I've got work and life and everything else. So 6 levels in
sponge cakes,
like freaking sponge cake. Oh, so yeah, 6 levels in like literally two and a bit days, and I'm working, so I'm gonna say I don't think I'm gonna get there, but I'm gonna give it my damnedest to see if I can
do it.
It's that balance of I am too tired, I need to log off, and that determination of I just one more, you know, you gotta find that really fine balance, because falling asleep and killing a toon
is
really not a fun thing. So I'm trying to be safe with her. She's over digging in Kalimdor, which is great. I actually popped out to Zandalzar. I popped out over there, and because I thought, well, maybe I'll just do, you know, break up the archaeology and just go and do some discovery and do some herb picking and a bit of mining. But you know what? Nothing compares to archaeology. So yeah. I just went, and after about 10 minutes, I was like, you know what? I am getting like a fifth of what I'm getting if I was digging. Let's go dig, because this is gonna be the best way. So that's what I've been doing, just going up and down. And I got a dig site in Darkshore right as I hit 110. So I did the whole thing. I wasn't in the zone, but it popped up, and I think I was in Stone Talon, no, Ashen Vale. So I decided that I would fly just up the coast, just a little bit. I wanted to go scout. So I just flew up and I looked down. I'm really high and I looked down and I could see a little tiny speck of red. So I was like, okay, well, that's a red mob. Put my mouse over the top. Yeah, it's 120. Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. So it's sitting there. It's like this blink that's going, hello, dig site, dig site. And I'm just like, I can't get you. So I'm doing 3 dig sites wherever they pop up. So we'll see if I need to. I'll probably maybe pop over to Eastern Kingdoms. But all I can say is, Blizzard, please, some of those really big dig sites that are horribly, massively big, that you dig at one point and then you've got to go all the way over to the other to dig to get, and then you're like, okay, wait, now let's go back over to where I just was.
You always end up back where you started.
I'm like, stop it! Stop doing that! So, yeah, they, like, that could have, it just needs to be smaller. It needs to be smaller. It's just, the one in Tanaris.
Isn't it awesome when you get two, like, right in a row without moving?
The most I've had, I had five in a row.
Really? I've had three. But I know, like, that many.
I've had three and I've had four. I got to five. That was early on. That was on my working man that I killed. Somewhere over in, like, Troll STV, I think it was. And I was just going, one, two, I'm not moving. Like, this is great. Like, how did I get five? Like, this is so good. Wow. Please just give them. Yeah, that'll be it. That's like I've used up all my luck. So yeah. But that was the main thing, is she's getting there. 114, as I said. I'm trying, but I just don't know if I'll get there. I just need to get there safely, so we will see. Awesome. Anyway, all right, well, we've got a bit of news that I want to talk about, so let me do the bumper. Guess what I'm gonna do? Where's my bumper? I've moved things around. I'm gonna do this bumper because I like this bumper.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Oh, one of my favorite. I love that one. That that's so cute. All right, so I think the biggest news that we could say is pre-patch hits this week. If you're not aware of it, guess what? Tuesday, October 13th. It's coming. So get your toons. Strip your toons. Get those gear off your toons.
Yep.
Because everything
changes.
Okay? So there's going to be massive changes that start on Tuesday, and you want to keep your toon safe. So if you've got a log out and in of 20 plus alts, well then do it. Keep your toon safe. All right. So that is the big thing. Now, I did want to just throw out a reminder to everyone to remember, we still don't know when Shadowlands is officially launching, because Blizzard has pushed that back, and as of us
they
going live,
they did say Q4 2020.
Yes,
so it will be this year.
It is definitely coming, but we don't have a date. So just want to remind people that obviously every time we get a new X pack, it's always a challenging time for, in particular, for us with new challenge, you know, our challenge tunes, trying to figure out what we're doing. And we've got Shadowlands with everything that's coming. Like, we have not seen an expansion like this. Previously, we've had little things that we've had to deal with. This is a massive change. There's so much that is changing. So I just want to remind everyone that no matter what we're doing, just remember, like, we are all in it. We're all working through. We're all trying to sort things out to be ready for Shadowlands and to get used to the new way of playing. And just remember, we celebrate everyone's achievement. Okay? No matter what. Like, even if we do something really good, we like to celebrate it. So just remember, we've got so much that's coming. There's going to be, my brain's already, like, just doing PTR and beta, my brain's already like, ah! So yeah, we've got lots of changes that days away. So, deep breath. I think we all have to just, you know, deep breath, center ourselves, and, you know, we'll be fine. Live and learn, die and learn. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Die, roll another.
Roll another. That's the way. What's the best way to go is just keep doing it. just keep doing it. Rogue Slayer but is 8 years.
But I can guarantee you that my 120s that I will have by then, they are going to stay safely tucked away in a nice little inn somewhere until I get my bearings, because I'm not bringing them out into this wild, crazy world.
Yes, absolutely. That's, I mean, again, I think it'll be good. I wouldn't mind testing. I'm probably going to test some stuff once everything goes live with the lower stuff. So, you know when you can sacrifice your tunes and you're just like, yeah, the 30, that level 30, who cares? That's that's fine. Let me just do some testing. But yeah, for those big girls, they're going to, you know, over here, stay over here. So, yeah. But there's lots of stuff, and getting our head around all of it. So then when Shadowlands does go live, you know, for those that want to go nuts and level your tunes, or for some of us that will sit back and just go, no, I go play my main challenge tunes. Mm. Or just wait. Let's wait till everything's stable. Let's just wait. Yeah. So everyone's got a different way of doing it, which will be interesting to see what we, you know, what everyone's going to do, which is very cool. Alrighty. That's right. In the pre-patch, you can't get past 50 regardless. So 50 will be our new max at the moment, and then we go to 60. So yeah, there's lots of things. And again, I know for me, like getting my head around the fact that we're going backwards after 16 years of playing, where we've constantly gone forward and now we're going backwards. Like my head's just going, what? So yeah. It's messing my head up big time, too fair. So absolutely understand that. All right. Okay. So website, just some website news quickly. For those that don't know, you can update and add your tunes. Elki is still working through the state of the challenges, so that is still a mess, but she's getting there. But the good thing is we have got the ability to add your tunes, showing and updating. So yay! That's the main thing. So State of the Challenges is coming. That will be reset and all the fun stuff, I'm sure, soon. But again, thank you, Elki, for all the things that you do for us. We appreciate it. At the moment, there is the Gnome Run is on. I'm going to put, if anyone is wanting to pop over and check it out. I'm wearing pigtails today because I can't be at the Gnome Run. So I thought I'm going to wear my pigtails. So I'm like a little gnome pigtails, which is one of my favorite when I have a gnome. She's either got the two or the three. I like the three one.
I kind of have my gnome haircut too. I go with the little short haircut with the little flip up.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. So if anyone wants to pop over, the Running of the Gnomes is taking place. I'm going to say it will be going like right now. And it's always a huge event. And those guys over there, fantastic. Ravi, again, you know, they've been running this event for many years and it is wonderful, all the things that they do. So sorry can't be there, because doing a show myself, just a tad, but sending all the good vibes and hope everyone's having fun, those that are taking their gnomes. It's just crazy how many, I can't remember how many she said was last year, but yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's just amazing to see. Okay, as for, of course, we've got no State of the Challenges. However, we have got some news. So a couple of days ago, Lysanne's Pacifist Innocence was the last one to ding. max level. However, right before I go live, we get through a new report. We've got another pacifist that's dinged, and Passy wow. Jang. Jang's Passy just hit 120. So, yay. Oh my lord. Wow. Like, that's just amazing. Just amazing. So how many passes are we up to? That would be 20? I'm going to say, Nisi, 20.
Pass
yeah.
off.
20 passes. We have never had that many passes ding in an expansion. 20. I would wow. even say even for Legion, because I think Legion, we had a lot of irons and... gonna say there might have been a lot of irons, but 20 pacifists, my lordy, well done guys, that is awesome.
Good
very
job.
Awesome
excellent.
Very awesome. So yeah, so we thank you everyone also for keeping Nisi very busy, because it's not like she's not got enough things to do for me. Again, Nisi, thank you. But yeah, so she'll get sorted with write-ups and all of those kinds of things, which
and
is
Nisi,
fantastic.
I will get my information back to you. My power went out.
She's had no power. That's right. Literally, you can. Fantastic. Okay, well, let's go into chit-chat, I think. Where's my little chit-chat bumper? Let's do this one.
Chit-chat.
It's the Zarts. That's the Zarts. Okay. Where's my other bumper? Let's play this bumper because I know that we've got, you know, the thing that we like to start our chit chat with. So let me play his bumper.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Oh, Rogue Slayer. Take it away. All right.
So, from Azzy, my friend told me, you have a BA, a master's, and a PhD, but you still act like an idiot. It was a third degree burn. And I had to really laugh, because I have a BS, an MA, and a JD, and my behavior is still quite questionable at times.
Oh my god, that is so funny. That was really well picked that was for this week.
It was. Good timing.
Good timing. Awesome. Oh, thank you, Azzy. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. Well, Dave did also send one in. So from Dave, we have got, today a man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation towards the local swimming pool. I gave him a glass of water. Oh, Dave. Thank you.
At least it was in a glass.
I love it. I know. You could be in, like, turn the hose on him. Just be like, here. That is great. That is so good, guys. Thank you. It's always nice to have a good little chuckle. We appreciate that. All right. Now, before we wrap up, wow, it's amazing how when you don't have State of the Challenges, how compact the show is, you know. So it's like we could get this done in under an hour. That's awesome.
Boom.
All right. I was just thinking. Now, have you got any questions you'd like to throw to our chat room? Any challenger questions? Anything at all before we go on? Yourself, Rogue Slayer? Anything?
Any advice for a horde toon trying to get to 120?
Don't fly into
Legion
an alliance town.
What's
don't,
that?
Don't fly into an alliance town. That would be my big thing.
Yeah, I've my horde toons. I don't think I've ever. I've barely gotten them into Legion before.
Okay.
Actually, my one that I got to 111. She was all in Legion, but it's been quite a while, and I've never had them set foot on Battle for Azeroth, other than my working in Pacifist Tunes fishing.
Uh-huh.
They got that down.
Yes, because, you know, you want to take them over there, get a little bit of, you know, that cha-ching, some of that money. That's good. Money. I would say, like, from me, as a primarily, like, horde player, really, other than challenge tunes, I would say, you know, if you get yourself over, probably Voldoon. It's very wide, expansive. There is a lot of quests, but I just can't remember how the chain quests go. Voldoon, I would think,
you
would
know,
be quite good.
I'm not worried about the chain quests. I just look for a quest.
Yeah.
Get it and go.
Just go over. Boom. Yeah. I think that would be the main thing. I mean, there is so much. There is so many places. But probably look for your flight paths, see if there's quests there. You know? Watch some of those world bosses that are around that you might forget about and go charging straight into, or, you know. I'm thinking of the one up in gone completely mentally blank, but anyone. Mm-hmm. The one that's up the top horde zone, there's that world boss that's kinda near the Horde area, right before you get to the spirit area. Really good words, leader. Leader is not enough coffee, obviously. Yeah, but other than that, I don't know. Dave says his Horde's wait until X-Pac is well out. Okay. that's fair. But Rogue Slayer's pushing.
I'm pushing, man.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
I like to play both. I'm fully bifactional, you know. I've got tunes on both sides.
Absolutely. That would be fitting.
Watch the space.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Very excited. Well, you know what? Then we really should wrap this up so you can get back to leveling.
Yeah.
You should have just been like, Lena, come on.
I also did just get a treadmill and put it together today.
Oh,
so that
nice.
I can, you know, make sure to get some running in while, like, I'm on flights or something.
Ooh.
You know? Get some exercise while I'm
nice
on this final push.
Yeah. Well,
it's in the living room right next to my chair where I play.
That is awesome.
Run. Sit down. Okay.
Nice. Well, good.
I thought about popping
luck.
This up on the console while and just podcasting from there tonight, but I knew Jaloo would be home from golf and the baby would come on, so that wouldn't work.
Awesome. Nisi says that we'll ask Twitter. We'll ask Twitter and we'll see if we can get, you know, some extra responses. So, yeah.
I gotta say, Twitter came to my rescue when it came to that damn ship.
Yes.
I would still be driving myself nuts.
Yes. Well, all I can say is when I've looked at stuff on, I think it was in beta, there was still some sketchy shit going down in Stormwind Harbor, and I'm like, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on, Blizz. So, yeah. So, anyway, I guess we will see.
Wait and see.
All right. Okay, well, you know what? Since, obviously, we've both got tunes that we really should get back to, and because we're trying to push, I think we might just wrap this up. Let's just do this. So if you want to say the thank yous for the Iron Elites for me, please.
All right. So thank you to all the Iron Elites, and they are Aliandris, Azulun, Aveline Wynn, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Shupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Daenerys 1985, Execute, Fair, Frasley Sparkspan, Gazton, Iron Man Path, Chris W, Rita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, is that true? Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and of course, Zorts.
Excellent. Oh, thank you, Anonymous Chira. Thank you for those bits. That's very, very sweet. Thank you so much. And again, to our Iron Elite, thank you guys. Like, obviously, whether you do support us through Patreon, PayPal, Twitch with subs, except be careful. Hey, Rogue Slayer, be very careful with your accounts. All that fun stuff.
My Twitch account got hacked. Somebody took my credit card information, bought $250 worth of bits, changed my language to Russian, mm-hmm. and tried to lock me out. But I got him, and I kicked him out.
Yes, nice.
And I got that charge reversed.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we have to be ever present and watchful of our accounts on all sorts of things. I love it. Lately, just in this week, I have... Not only have I had a spam, like, fake from PayPal, actually, I think I had 3 from PayPal, 2 for Netflix, what was the other one? And there was, like, 3 from some other thing. And, you know, when, like, I don't ever click. It's just, I look at it, one, check the spelling, and I just go, yeah, you spelt that wrong.
Yeah,
you spelt
that wrong. So.
But yeah, I'm just like, wow, obviously people aren't, you know, they're at home with COVID and
lots of time.
It's just crazy. Like, to get, what's that, like 5-7 spam stuff, saying your account is compromised, your account's being hacked. And I'm just sitting there going, right.
Yeah, it's been hacked. Click here and we'll show you how.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Azzy.
I've had a few come through the last week that saying my car was, you know, caught on a traffic camera going twice the speed limit, which, if anyone has ever seen me drive, is really laughable. I take like a mile to slow down or speed up. That's how cautious I am.
Yeah.
You know? We drive the neighborhood. I'm like, Julie, slow down. It's 25. It's not 30. It's 25. Okay. But I digress.
It's most annoying. So I'm glad you got your account and everything got sorted, all of that stuff. But again, thank you guys for your support for our Iron Elite. We do greatly appreciate it. All right, now from myself, Stir and Stone, want to thank all our mods for all the wonderful guys the things you do. For all the things that you guys do, thank you so much.
Wonderful.
They are absolutely wonderful. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you guys. Do appreciate it. I know I've been a little MIA this week. Work's been kicking my butt. And I know that you guys have been looking after stuff. So thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, big thank you to Elky for sorting through. As we said, there's lots of stuff. Just got to be patient with some of it. But she is sorting through, getting stated challenges working. And then guess what? We've got new stuff to sort out as of Tuesday. Yay! Yep. Fantastic.
And don't forget to take off your gear, everyone.
Exactly.
Take off your gear.
Exactly.
Get naked.
Let's get naked. There we go. That's another show title. But yes, and don't
get naked, hit it and go.
Nisi, get that one. That was good. Yes, most definitely. And don't forget, I think we had released last week that with Shadowlands, specs are allowed. So just remember, when you're leveling new tunes and all that, there is no change. So we're allowing specs. So go forth. If you've got new tunes to create, all of that fun stuff, you don't need to think about, I can't start a tune until Shadowlands hits because, no, there's going to be no change. Just, you know, everything's just going to drop down and away we go. So with level wise. So yeah. All right. Everyone here, thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for that.
You.
We appreciate coming to say hi and congratulations to Rogue Slayer. So yay! So very happy for you. All right. Well, considering I need to let her go so she can keep leveling on her hoardy, just want to say I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, October 17th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Cy will be back to join me next week because we stuffed up the audio last week, so we didn't have him. Anyway, he will come and have a chat to us next week, which I'm looking forward to. So anyway, Rogue Slayer, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for coming and having a chat. Again, we are so super happy for you, so proud of you for hitting 120 on your green. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Absolutely. My email, you can reach me at impenitentgeek@gmail.com. At Instagram and Twitter, I am at RogueSlayer1. And newly developing, I have one trailer out and one episode, my podcast called My Beautiful Train Wreck. It's about where life takes you that you maybe didn't plan on. That's where you can find me.
Nice. Excellent. Well, we will have all those links up on the website and all of that fun stuff. So if you want to check out where Rogue Slayer is, you can find it there. Don't forget, wowchallenges.com is the website. And you can also find our Facebook, Discord, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, all those stuff. All the links are over there. If you want to listen to us at the moment, that is still being worked on. So we basically go to YouTube and watch, but yeah, as soon as all the audio stuff is fixed for the podcast, we will tweet out, we will let you know. So at the moment it's still not quite ready. If you want to send an email to me via the show, please send one through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you want to find me, best place to find me, Twitter @LetaWow, which is LEETAWOW, or on Discord, or in the kitchen baking and failing sponges, pretty much. I did turn
those
it into something well.
Looks really good with the lavender buttercream. Oh my god!
Yeah, they are
lavender buttercream.
Lemon and the lemon cupcake with the lavender buttercream works really, really well. Actually,
I
didn't think it, like, I thought, yeah, it'll work, but yes, edible lavender. That's it was
I
so
have a
good
lavender chamomile that is fabulous.
Ooh, I love lavender. Is like one of my most favorite things. A lavender smell is, it one, it reminds me of my grandma, and two, it's just such a beautiful smell, calming smell. You know, it's just one of those smells that takes me right back to, I suppose, my grandma growing up and always seeing her. And she'd always have a little hanky.
Yes.
And there'd be like a dub of like lavender oil.
Glitter.
Yep, always. Or it'd be like down in the, you know, down in the bra pocket, like right there. And you hurt yourself and she'd always bring out and just be like, hi, dearie, you know, it's like, thanks, Gran. Yeah. So definitely got some memories there. Alrighty. All right. Well, do you want to do the last thank yous for me?
So
please.
We have a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. Also, a big, big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. Find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And again, cannot say it enough. Thank you, Russ, so much for our intro. It is freaking awesome. It just, it's one of those that really makes me smile. Really makes me smile. So thank you, Ross. Thank you so much for doing
Excellent.
That. All right, guys. Well, that's a show. I know it's kind of like a short show, but we need to let this one go level because she's pushing to get a Horty to 120. She's got less than 3 days. So let's...
91.
Let's get the outro done and then pretty much like, well, show title. And then she can go. So, yeah. So thank you guys, everyone. Here's the outro. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Thank you so much. Good luck to everyone. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.